Hey, welcome back to the Mark Moses Show. And joining me right now here on the phone line, talk all things sports here in Central Florida. Met this man a couple years ago at a Florida Tech basketball game. Does a great job covering Florida Tech here in Brevard County with his website, Sports Lowdown. His name is Donnie Reber. Donnie, how you doing today?
Good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. All right, man. Tell us about your website and the coverage you do here in Brevard County.
Sports Lowdown, I started in August of 2016. We cover mostly the major sports for Florida Tech, baseball, basketball, lacrosse team, softball, and, of course, football in the fall. So it's the nine major sports for Florida Tech.
So you're saying from August to, like, about May, there's no days off for you. Is that it?
Yeah, it's a very, very busy time. It was sad to see softball end the way they did, but the first couple of days of not having to do anything is kind of nice.
I know. We were talking before the show. I was like, Donnie, what's your schedule like? So, you know, we can knock this out. You're like, don't worry, Mark. I'm open this time of year. I'm good to go.
Yeah, and that's it's a long grind, but it's a lot of fun to cover Florida Tech in general, and coaches have been really nice, so it's an awesome thing to do.
Well, I know you've been around since 2016 with the website, and you can check it out, very key, sportslowdown.com. Follow him on Twitter as well. Let's start with football. The program's only been around since 2013, where they actually been playing games. They made the playoffs twice. What do you think of the job that Steve Englehart has done so far?
Steve Englehart's done a phenomenal job with his team, and a lot of players to replace, you know, this time around, but he's been through that before, and I think he's going to do a phenomenal job. A lot of key positions that they're going to have to fill, but I definitely have confidence that they'll be able to do that.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking Florida Tech football. I'm here with Donnie Reber with Sports Lowdown. We're talking about, you know, this program going in the right direction. And what do you take out of, like, okay, you made the playoffs. You were a wild card, pretty much, if you go in NFL terms. How can this team improve moving forward, where you take that next step and go on a long run?
I think it's just a matter of gelling and getting the young players to kind of understand. I mean, Trent Melick with, you know, being the quarterback last year for the first time, I think that's pretty key. He'll be going into his second season. I think it's just a matter of getting the team to gel around each other.
I agree with you. It is. It's like, you got to give them credit. They haven't been playing football for 10 years yet, and you've already made the playoffs twice. I feel like they've blown away expectations for this program. Would you agree with that, Donnie?
Absolutely. It's been fun to watch, fun to cover, and Steve Englehart is pushing all the right buttons with this program. So I expect them to do very well going forward.
What did you see out of the spring game? I know it feels like it was like 12 months ago, but it wasn't that. I mean, we just wrapped up spring practice. What did you take out of the spring game?
I think the defense performed very well, which, you know, probably was a little bit surprising with all the players that they've lost off of, you know, that part of the team. But I thought the defense played pretty well, and, you know, it's a spring game, so you really can't put a whole lot into it, but It's good to have them back out on the field, and they should do well as the season gets closer.
I want to see this team moving forward. I feel like, and I know Coach Englehart's going to come after me when I say this, but I feel like they had a good offense last year, but I want that great offense they had a couple years ago when they made the first ever playoff experience. That's what I need to see, and I know you got the four-headed monster usually in the backfield. I want to see more. See, Donnie, it's happened. As a fan of the team, I just want more. Is that cool?
That's cool. I think that's what we all want. And, you know, like I said, I think once these new players gel and, you know, I mean, there's some huge holes to fill running back position and defense, but I think they will do very well.
All right, let's go to basketball then. I know Billy Mims, he's a great friend of mine. I know you know him as well, but his team underperformed this season for men's basketball. What do they need to do? Do they also need more firepower? I mean, what is it exactly, Donnie?
It's pretty much the same as with the football team. I mean, they need to gel. There's a lot of young players on that team as well. there was a lot of young players coming in, and they had to deal with a lot of injuries. And R.J. Coyle went down in January, I believe, with an injury. So I think it's just a matter of getting those young kids that got a lot of experience last year, getting them more experience. It's pretty much the same deal, just, you know, getting them to gel on the floor.
They lost a lot of firepower. You're absolutely right. I mean, when you, it's like you lose Corbin Jackson and then Sam Daniel in back-to-back years. I mean, it was an uphill battle for them. And then do you cover the women's team as well with John Reynolds?
Yeah, and both of those coaches are phenomenal guys to talk to. They pull no punches, but John Reynolds is about as honest as you can get in a coach. And I know this season was tough on them as well. Both programs won 8 games, which is not what they're used to. So,
no.
But I think that's going to be a, you know, little bit of a rebuild for those teams. But like I said, the men's team is well on their way because those guys got experience last year.
Mm-hmm.
The women's team's a little harder to judge how they're going to do, but just replacing some key players there as well. So I think they'll definitely improve going forward.
Let me tell you something. Donnie is a good dude. He loves covering Florida Tech. He just doesn't have any positive news for basketball for us after last season. Is that what it is?
Well, it's, unfortunately, you know, you just kind of have to put seasons like last year behind you as a coach and as a, you know, person covering the team. But, you know, hopefully they'll improve quite a bit from last year to, or, you know, going forward to next season. But like I said, it's hard to tell with the women. The men, I have a pretty good idea that, you know, with the people they have coming back, that they're going to be all right.
We are Donnie Reber. Sports Lowdown is his website. You got to check it out online, especially for covering Florida Tech athletics. You were talking about softball and baseball. Did the seasons just come to an end, Donnie?
Yeah, softball went to the regional tournament, and you know that was a huge deal for that team, and won their first Sunshine State Conference title as well. So that was a lot of fun to cover. And baseball, you know, missed the tournament, not by much. I think, you know, a couple games here and there probably would have made a difference. Mm-hmm. If they had 2 games canceled against very late in the season, that, you know, might have made a difference there. And they started out a little slow, so I think they need to get off to a better start next year, and I think they'll be okay. Softball was just, that was a phenomenal team to watch. Those women played very well together all year long, and there were no real stars. You know, it was Melanie Murphy in the circle for the most part. But, you know, the offense was, could go 1 through 9. And so I think they will, you know, have a lot to build on. Obviously, you lose Melanie there, you know, as a pitcher. But a lot of people coming back. And I expect that they'll do pretty well.
Great stuff. Before I let you go, man, and I know we're going into the off season here, and especially when we get to next fall, we'll really start ramping up again. We got to know about you, man. Everyone comes on the show and has their favorite sports teams. What about you? Who do you root for?
It's mainly baseball and football for me, but I'm a Colorado Rockies fan for baseball and a Jacksonville Jaguars fan for football. And I was in New York for, you know, up until about 5.5 years ago. So it was just basically when those teams came in as expansion teams, I kind of jumped on the bandwagon, and for better or worse, I'm still there.
Wait a minute. So you were in New York and then became a Jaguars fan. That's what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yep, in New York. And right from, you know, their first draft to, you know, playing Carolina in the first preseason game right up to now. So it's been a little difficult at times, but that's kind of where I am.
I can't.
Just those
I'm in shock. I can't. You are from New York, and you are a Jaguars and Rockies fan. That is insane. Have you ever?
Zero sense.
All right. So, have you gone to a Jaguars game in Jacksonville?
I have not, and it's definitely on my bucket list. I'm definitely hoping to get there maybe this season, but it, you know, we'll see. I mean, you know, Nick Foles coming in kind of has gotten this, you know, this fan base going again. So we'll see what they end up looking like, but it's just so hard to tell with this team. So
I understand. It's okay. You're not alone, man. And then the Rockies, that you've not been to Denver then. No way.
No, I'm not even close there, but, and, you know, like I said, a lot of disappointment there too. So kind of a running theme, but, you know, maybe
I see that.
One of these years they'll turn things around.
Okay. When they lose again, I'll blame you. That's what I'll tell the team. That's what it'll be.
Yeah. It's my fault.
I'm just messing with you. How can they follow you on social media, buddy?
If you go to sports_lowdown on Twitter, and we'll also be doing some work for 321 Sportscast, the new venture with Alan Slaughter-Zinsky.
Yeah.
So that'll be ramping up in the fall as well. So, and we'll have articles there as well. But my main hub is the sportslowdown.com. And as I said, on Twitter, it's sports_lowdown.
Great stuff. Donnie, it's very nice getting you on the show. And have a good couple weeks, and let's get you on again sometime. All right, man?
I appreciate it.